Bianca, I definitely want to finish this interview off by thanking you again for for your involvement with our association. It was a complete pleasure to meet you at our crisis simulation. I really enjoyed working with you one-on-one and
me
with
our
team. And at the same time, I'm looking forward to working with you closely throughout your internship here at our association. And I can say that, you know, over the next 4 months, we have so many projects, so many events coming up that I'm thrilled to have you on board. And at the same time, I want to mention that you released an article recently.
Yes,
please touch on that.
Article.
And it's been getting a lot of hits on social media. I don't think so. I know so. I want you to just briefly discuss the significance and the impact of this article. I read it. I enjoyed it. But let our listeners know.
Okay, so my first article is called The Real Housewives of ISIS, an Actual Online Threat. And The Real Housewives of ISIS was a little skit released by Revolting, which is a BBC Two kind of sketch comedy show. And when they released this, immediately it got a ton of backlash, as you can probably tell by the title itself of the skit. But people were also divided just down the middle, like, was it good or was it bad? And obviously comedians are standing up for it, and people who obviously think women under ISIS, like, they're taking this very offensively. So I thought it would be a perfect first article because my program is society, culture, and international relations, and this was society engaging with this culture in this international relations affair, right, which is terrorism. And so the article kind of touches on whether this kind of humor is really can be good in a sense, because there's been a lot more backlash against this sketch, but I wanted to give a perspective where, hey, maybe this could actually affect how people think about women within terrorism, like what are women going through. And I found this, when I first watched this sketch, I really liked it. Not obviously because I'm a terrible person, but because I saw the kind of hypocrisy they were pointing out of people who voluntarily decide to go and join an organization like ISIS. It's not the fact that they're hating on these girls who are unfortunately stuck in the situation, but it's more of trying to make girls who may want to go critically think about wanting to go and join this organization, right? Pointing out the stupidity of wanting to marry someone who, you know, wants to go and fill up or kill and harm other people. Just pointing out that kind of stupidity. Why would you want to do such a thing? Like, I think I found it to, I guess, be a platform for perhaps girls to come across on the internet themselves instead of hear other people tell them, no, don't do this, but to gain an opinion for themselves on, and to think for themselves, okay, why, like, this is really dumb, maybe, like, this is not safe, right? And I guess I felt like the underlying message was pretty much, this is ridiculous, it's not safe, like, the situation actually sucks, and just to point that out, using humor is a way to kind of point out the imperfections of ISIS itself, and having that huge online presence also kind of undercuts ISIS, who uses the internet to do most of their engagement with the outside world and to recruit and things like that. So, yeah, it's a very controversial topic, but we need kind of these controversial things to pop up in our media, because otherwise, to be honest, I haven't really heard about women's rights within terrorism at all.
I haven't,
right?
As well.
You don't hear about, you hear, yes, some girls are leaving, but they're within the group of all people leaving to join ISIS. It's not specifically how women are being treated after, it's just we see them go to join, but not how they're treated. There's been a few great articles I've read around the internet on ISIS and the treatment of women, but other than that, we don't see it discussed in the media. Right, and not a lot of people will read these articles either because they find it offensive as well, or it doesn't kind of flow with their opinion, but it's also a scary topic to approach. But I find that using humor really reduces that fear, because, you know, humor is pointing out hypocrisy and pointing out the imperfections of it scares you. And if you can scare something, if you can laugh at something that scares you, I mean, that takes away a lot of fear.
It's
it really
true.
Makes you stronger, I think.
It does. It does. And I want to say that I not only enjoyed your article, but I agree with you. I have not seen the media release anything about women's rights in terrorism, women's
mm-hmm.
rights, and those affiliated with terrorism,
mm-hmm.
or those who have been exposed or affected by it.
Yeah. Like,
so, and when I say that, I mean that you don't see many articles that are released
mm-hmm.
about ISIS and the treatment of women, because, as you mentioned, it is a topic that creates a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And if, as you mentioned, if you can release a publication or an article or an interview or work that can make people laugh,
mm-hmm.
but can make people also engage in the discussion,
mm-hmm.
that not only alleviates the fear that is induced by
mm-hmm.
a difficult topic to discuss or to even write about, but it allows people to question
mm-hmm.
the rights that women may or may not have as a result of being exposed to,
mm-hmm.
you know, difficult situations.
Exactly. And like a few years ago when Boko Haram took all those girls from their schools, we just see that they're gone, but we don't hear about the process of trying to get them out or trying to get them, you know, someone trying to figure out how they're treated or things like this. We just see every now and then, somebody reminds us, oh yeah, they're gone. But it's never, okay, how are we going to get them back, right?
That's the thing about how the media operates, is I think oftentimes people assume that if the media doesn't report on a hot topic,
mm-hmm.
or if the media doesn't cover
mm-hmm.
certain issues that are happening around the world, some people are in the mindset of believing that, well, it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being reported on.
It goes out of your mind.
It goes
exactly.
out of your mind. There are more
yeah.
relevant, pressing, hot topics that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's focus on that as opposed
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
reality.
Yeah, exactly. And when these girls leave, that's a hot topic.
Yeah.
But then when we don't see them, obviously because they're under captivity or they're forced into this lifestyle that is very hard to report on, or no one wants to report on because it's very difficult getting into a, you know, an ISIS bunker or something like that. It's just forgotten. It's because it still exists, but it's just, okay, there's nothing, no action actually happening right now. So we'll move on until something happens, right? Until some action is taken, which isn't going to be done by us, right?
Right.
From a media's perspective.
Right.
Then we'll report on it.
Right. No, but Bianca, I do want to mention that with your first article, I was not only impressed. I wasn't the only one impressed. There were a number of people that were impressed with your article. And as the program editor of Society, Culture, and International Relations, I can speak on behalf of the association in saying that, you know, we all look forward to reading your upcoming articles. And for anyone tuning in today to this podcast, anyone interested in contacting you directly,
mm-hmm.
what is the best way for listeners to get a hold of you?
You can email me. So my email is biancahossain@gmail.com, biancahossain@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Bianca, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for the publicity. Now I feel like every article I have to find a controversial topic.
Controversial topic. Well, you know what? Things will
flow
smoothly. I was
lucky with this one. Yeah.
No, I don't think you're lucky. I think you're a good writer and you'll be an amazing program editor. Any final words you'd like to share with our listeners?
Really, I hope I've inspired some people to get out there and get out of their comfort zone. And I know, like, everyone says that, but even just going out and watching something that really means something to you is giving support. You don't necessarily have to, at least right not now, but you don't have to take any action yourself, but even supporting is kind of an action that you're doing, right? So, and yeah, just hopefully people get out there and come here.
Get out there, get involved,
exactly.
Come here, ask
yeah.
questions, don't hesitate to contact.
Yeah, just really push yourselves, I guess.
Yeah.
'Cause, and or even surround yourself with people who will push you for you, which I've needed myself. And I'm really thankful for that now.
Absolutely. Bianca, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you so
thank
much.
You.